From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's Andy Brownell.
Good afternoon. 76 in downtown Rochester at 5:03. A Rochester woman has admitted to first-degree arson and terroristic threats charges stemming from two arson fires at a Rochester duplex last year, including one that prompted a woman to jump from a second-story window to safety. 46-year-old Jessica Ann Coleman was arrested on Christmas Eve last year after she was caught placing a flaming food wrapper at the front entrance to the residence. Court documents indicate she also admitted starting a fire at the same duplex in late September that caused more than $4,500 in damage. Coleman, who told police that the fires were meant to scare the woman living in the apartment, is scheduled to be sentenced in November. A Rochester man is facing a felony assault charge for an alleged assault in downtown Rochester that was witnessed by a police officer. The incident occurred early Saturday while a group of people was gathering at the intersection of 1st Avenue and 3rd Street Southwest. 40-year-old Michael Adams Jr. is accused of punching another man in the face, which caused the victim to fall backward and strike his head on the pavement, rendering him unconscious with blood pooling behind his head. A 56-year-old Rochester man has been handed a 6-year prison sentence connected to 3 narcotics investigations involving a total of 9.5 pounds of methamphetamine. Chandler Neil Mullins earlier admitted to 1 count each of first-degree drug sales and possession. An Orinoco man who previously was required to register as a predatory offender following a 2018 conviction for child pornography has been sentenced to 45 days in jail and 5 years on probation for a new conviction. 29-year-old Ephraim Sierravalle was charged last September with dissemination and possession of child pornography involving uploads of child sexual abuse materials to Snapchat. He later admitted to the possession charge. The State Patrol is investigating a deadly collision involving a train in the Brainerd Lakes area. The collision was reported around 6:30 this morning at a crossing in a rural area west of Brainerd. The victim was a 37-year-old Brainerd man. His name has not been released. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office has identified the victim of an apparent house explosion north of Duluth yesterday. The body of 57-year-old Scott Larson was found after authorities responded to reports of propane tanks exploding and a home on fire. A new detour involving the I-90 and Highway 52 interchange project takes effect tomorrow. The exit ramp from eastbound I-90 to Highway 52 will be closed for approximately 2 weeks, and motorists will be directed to continue east on I-90 to the Highway 63 interchange in Stuartville, and then travel north back to Highway 52. For more local news, go to krocnews.com. You can also download the free KROC News app and tune in tomorrow morning with TJ Leverance to get the latest updates from the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.